This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about SAD. SAD, seasonal affective disorder. How to know the symptoms and signs of it, and better yet, how you can control it and you can begin to feel better in your day-to-day life. You know, a lot of us don't even realize it's happening. And why does it happen? You know, it's the seasons are changing, the leaves are changing colors. You know, some of you out there are big-time autumn, you know, aficionados. Oh, the leaves will be changing in the 1st of October or November or whatever. I don't follow that very well, but I do know. And sometimes some of the seasonal changes can be very beautiful. It can be very wonderful to behold. However, some of these changes actually get to us physically, mentally, and emotionally. And sometimes it can cause us to have depression. Okay? And so seasonal affective disorder, and you can find out about it more in the DSM-5 if you want to check it out. It's a legit situation here where most of the time folks actually experience the situation. They experience it fall through the winter, right? And things seem to get better in the spring and the summer, right? Because it's sunny and it's warmer and people are out and it's dark later on, right? I just came back from Maine. I was in Maine experiencing the greatness of Thanksgiving, and it was wonderful. But I'll be honest with you, it got dark at like 4:20. I know some of y'all love the number 4:20, but it got dark. It got real dark. And I remember by about 4:45, 5 o'clock, it almost appeared like it was 9. And by 6 o'clock at night, it felt like it was 10 o'clock at night. And I could only dream about living there day after day and feeling that in the wintertime. What do you do, one, with the time? And two, how do you actually kind of feel better when it gets dark that early? And that's why there's a lot of drugs and an alcoholic addiction in certain areas around our country and around our world based on this. When it's dark that early, what do people do, right? Because they have to figure that out. Joining us later by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator of the Connection app, and he will be joining us live from Canada to discuss seasonal affective disorder and ways that we can treat it, as well as being able to connect and have that connection with other people that can also alleviate that feeling of depression as well. Because when we feel like we're not alone, we do feel better. Joining me in studio is Reggie Harvey. Reggie is the creator of Anatomy of a Patient, and it's an amazing book that he wrote as he's going through the journey of awaiting an organ transplant. And so we have some good news later on today as well regarding Reggie and his situation, so we'll talk about that. Also, check out Art for Your Cause. Go to artforyourcause.com. It's an amazing group where they connect the artist and the artwork and the charity, where the artist can sell their works and the charity also gets they actually get money on the back end as a charitable contribution. And so what happens is art lovers buy the piece of artwork that goes to some of their charity, the money goes to the artist, and everybody wins. The CEO of that company is Liz London, and Liz is actually working with me on the new show, Artist Perspective, which will be the second show in the grouping of the beginning one was the Celebrity Perspective, which we won a Telly Award for this year. And so we have another show coming out, so it's going to be really great as far as the TV side of it's concerned. So on today, we're talking about seasonal affective disorder, okay, and how it really starts here in the fall and the winter, and it saps our energy, and it makes us feel moody, and we feel depressed a lot. And I know a lot of you out there saying, you know what, I kind of do feel depressed, or I do feel like I'm losing interest in activities, right? Or I'm having that low energy, or I'm having problems with sleeping. And, you know, Reggie, you know, we've talked before about this, and you've had some interesting experiences in your career working with the Department of Defense. And I remember you talking about how, you know, you worked in a building that had no windows. Now, that's a little different than seasonal affective disorder, but you showed up, what, in the morning when it was dark and you left at night. How did that feel?
Well, I was young, and I didn't really think about it, because the most pressing issue for me is it was only 65 degrees in the lab where I was working.
That's freezing.
So keeping warm was a big deal. In fact, that's how I learned to drink coffee. I didn't care for coffee, but it was the only hot thing you could hold in your hand. You couldn't work with gloves on all the time. So, but anyway, be that here or there, I never really thought about it until this topic came up, that I spent 12 hours a day in a place with no windows. And I arrived at my office in the dark, and I left my office after dark. I don't remember having any emotional, physical, or health issues, but I'm sure it did affect me in some ways. But I did know people who hated that part of the what do you want to say,
time of year?
Late fall till early spring. Mm-hmm. They hated it, and they moaned and complained about it every darn day. And I just thought people were being weird. I didn't realize that there were really physical issues with hormonal changes, and lowering of your vitamin D and serotonin and melatonin. And then you were mentioning that a lot of people self-medicate to sort of get through it, and I'm sure that has an adverse effect with the lowering of the vitamins in your system.
It totally does. And the other thing, too, is that when you're self-medicating, a lot of times people are taking more depressants, right? So people don't realize a lot that alcohol is a depressant. Okay, so everybody out there, alcohol is a depressant. There's only one alcohol that they say is not a depressant, and that is tequila. And I'm not advocating everybody go drink straight tequila today, okay? But what I'm saying, that is one that they claim is not a depressant, but that's
probably not a depressant because it's a blackout.
I don't remember a thing.
Exactly.
and then marijuana is a depressant as well. So a lot of folks, there's a lot of ability to get marijuana as well, especially in different states around the country. And some of those states are the ones that get the darkest fastest. And so this is another depressant. I'm not advocating going out and doing cocaine and all that stuff, but I'm just saying when you add depressants to an already depressed state, it makes things even worse, right? Because even if for that moment you feel a little better, waking up makes you feel, and you know, that's why they talk about, you know, being only suicidal in the morning, right? You wake up in the morning, you feel really bad about what you've done, or you feel really bad about doing the drugs or the alcohol, and then there you are again in a catch-22, feeling like you don't know what to do next.
Well, I'm sure that some people feel trapped. And it can probably affect how people communicate with one another, now that I'm thinking about it. Especially if you're, well, and I'm sort of lost on this, whether or not you would feel unaware of your condition, or if you are aware of your condition, but you don't really know what it is, you just mm-hmm. know that you have this feeling, and it's real for you, no matter what. But if you don't have a handle on it, I'm sure it can drive all of your interactions kind of awry, and you're working it not in your best interest.
That's true. But also the other thing, Reggie, I think too, is you're right about the interaction between other people. If let's say, for example, you and I are interacting, we're talking, we're working together, what have you, and I'm responding in a different way that doesn't make any sense, and I don't really know that I'm being affected by this because I don't realize it, because a lot of people don't know. I mean, you just start feeling like malaise, you start feeling slow, you start feeling sluggish. One of the biggest symptoms is having difficulty concentrating. Mm-hmm. So if you're having difficulty concentrating, you're having difficulty sleeping, you're sleeping too long, you have low levels of sleep, or you're having low levels of being able to stay awake, you're feeling agitated, you might not know, because if you don't feel like you have depression, and then if you and I are communicating and talking, and I might be acting different than I am, and you start responding to me differently, and then there becomes like this onset of some sort of issue, because I don't understand why you're acting that way, and I don't even understand where I am in my mindset. Or it can be confusing for you too, because you might think, well, what's the deal with Ashley? What's going on? Why is she acting like this? And I think a lot of people don't get it, and I think this time of year is a big deal about it, and that's why there's some people that are very agitated and aggressive around this time of year, especially during the holidays and shopping. And you see that a lot, where people are very aggressive, angry, there's no smile whatsoever, you know, they you know what I'm saying, it's just like their head's down, and they're just, you know, you're like, where's the holiday spirit? There is none, because they're depressed.
Well, I tell you, during the holiday seasons, I have learned to stay away from church parking lots and mall parking lots. Church parking lots are the most dangerous place you could be, because I don't know where religion goes at that point, but people will take you out. And the same thing at the mall. So I just avoid it altogether. If I need something that bad, I'll order it on Amazon.
There you go. That was an Amazon.com commercial right there.
I'm telling you, I never really associated it with what we're talking about, but that makes perfect sense. I mean, little old ladies will literally take you out.
I'm not going to the church parking lot. Now you got me scared. I'm scared. I'm going to avoid this right here. Because you're right. I think that the whole depression, the change in the season, the inability to understand what it really is, and I think it's also coupled with, you know, a lot of us have fear during this holiday season. Many people are dealing with toxic family dynamics during this holiday season. And I just did a video on YouTube that came out. It's dealing the holidays, Thanksgiving holidays, dealing with that toxic family. And it's interesting how people don't want to talk about their toxic family. It's like the one thing they don't want to talk about. It's that big elephant in the room that like half of the world has, but everybody acts like they don't. And, you know, I've even had clients go, and, like, at the very beginning of the session, my mother's a saint, to, you know, 40 minutes in, she's the worst person known to man. But they haven't been able to get real with that, and so they functionally go through this process of Thanksgiving, and then you have a whole month through Christmas, and you're also bearing that stress, too, because maybe there's a lot of unspoken things. Maybe there's a lot of things that you can't be honest with your family. You feel like you can't. Maybe the family hasn't been honest with you. And so a lot of this is coupled together, and it's kind of like shrink-wrapped into a situation that a lot of us don't understand.
Well, you know, a lot of public secrets get to be very uncomfortable at that time when you're near these people that you only gossip about from a distance, but then they're sitting across from you. Or seeing people watching a football game or something like that after dinner, and then something blows up over a move that they see on TV, and it has nothing to do with what they're watching. It has to do with all these things that you're talking about, mm-hmm. these unresolved issues. And it used to drive me nuts. In fact, I gave my mom an ultimatum. You get to pick Christmas or New Year. I mean, Christmas or Thanksgiving. I'm not doing both. I'm not going through that revisitation of the script. I know who's going to have which fight at what time with which people, and I'm just over it. So she chose Christmas, and so on Thanksgiving I would disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I would actually leave. In fact, there's a beautiful place in Sedona, Arizona, called the Briar Patch Inn, and it's a series of log cabins on a river, and just beautiful. And I used to go there, and some of my friends from Houston, because I had actually intended to live in Houston, we would gather there for a week, and it just seemed different. Thanksgiving wasn't a big deal, but we were sort of out in the wilderness and then not in the wilderness, and it's a very artistic community, Sedona. And they would bring out fresh logs for you for your fireplace, because each little cabin had its own fireplace. Sometimes we would have two people show up. Sometimes we'd have 12 people show up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a respite from all of the family quarrels. And then Christmas, I could tolerate it with liquor promised as an aphrodisiac afterwards. You know, it's just.
See, I like how Reggie's honest about the liquor afterwards. But we'll be talking more about that, and I like that, because sometimes we have to find ourselves our own solutions to some of this stuff, right? So if it is that fear of being with the toxic family, we have to have solutions. Today we're going to be solving seasonal affective disorder and giving you solutions to how to deal with it. We're not just going to talk about the problem, but the problem is significant, but we're also going to provide solutions as well. And I think this is going to be interesting for anybody dealing with this, feeling depression, feeling slow, feeling that loss of concentration, even that feeling of guilty or hopelessness, which a lot of us are feeling right now, okay? So we're going to help you feel better here, so stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about this. We're going to be offering solutions. Arnold Smith is going to be joining us by phone in just a bit, so don't miss it, okay? Because we got solutions. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burtis, will be back in two shakes. Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley, and start your journey today.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits will make your partner happy. Uh-oh. Has your relationship developed the dreaded roommate syndrome? Don't worry. You can cure the roommate syndrome just by making a few small changes. The Connection app for couples will help you practice the habits proven to generate intimacy and trust so you can feel that honeymoon feeling again. Did we mention you could win a vacation just for playing? To learn more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Full contest details in-app.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
It up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. In today's show, we're talking about seasonal affective disorder. Sad. You just feel sad, and it's related to depression, and it's related to depression and the change of the season. So even though the fall foliage is here, and people are talking about it, and how great the leaves look, and all that stuff, and the snow, and how pretty it is, and the carolers, and yada, 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 a lot of people are going through depression at this time of year. And some people don't even know why, because they haven't thought about the fact that the seasons changing can actually create that. And so if you're feeling, or if you have a friend who is, or a family member who is feeling depressed, they've lost interest or activity, they've lost interest in their activities and the stuff that they love and desire, they have a low energy, they're having problems with sleeping, maybe experiencing changes in appetite and weight, feeling sluggish or agitated, having difficulty concentrating, feeling hopeless, right, worthlessness, guilt, and then having thoughts of suicide or death, which is extreme, but that also can happen. And I know many of you say, well, that sounds like depression, but the difference between depression and sad is that it happens in the change of the seasons, and usually over the fall, winter, and then it gets back better within the spring. You know, Reggie, we were talking about this, you know, on the break, and it's like when people are going through this, a lot of times the worst situation is when you don't know what you're going through.
Exactly. And you mentioned some examples in the last section, and it got me to thinking that when the parties with whom the depressed person is interacting are confused by the behavior, the uncharacteristic behavior, they can also be unfairly judgmental of that person and maybe even accusing them of drug use or drinking or whatever, which really isn't happening. Mm-hmm. It's something completely different, which makes that person defensive.
That's very true.
Which adds to the tension between the two, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. I had not thought about that before. Because one of the most hopeless feelings you can have is to be being accused of some behavior that you're actually not participating in. And there's no way for you to, what do they say, prove a negative?
It's like the idea of being told that you're cheating in
exactly.
a relationship and you're not. And then half the time you go, okay, I'm going to keep refuting and defending. Then eventually you're going to be like, why aren't I not doing it if they already think I am doing it?
Exactly. So, you know, this is not something to be ignored. And it's difficult to figure out that maybe you actually need to go find out that there is such a thing as sad. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't even know about it. They don't know that it's actually a clinical thing. They understand the symptom, but they don't know why they are suffering from an underlying condition. And it's nobody's fault, because it's just the way your chemical makeup is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the person next to you may not be affected at all, and you're wonking out. And there's a sense of guilt to that, too. It's like, well, why can't I be stronger? Why can't I be tougher? And those things that are out of your control are okay, because you're a human being. And that's actually back to the theme of the entire show, living your authentic life. You have to find a way to always be present and mindful of your environment and how it affects your body physically. Because only you know that.
That's true, and that's what's so important. And I think that, you know, later on in the hour when we talk about solution, and Reggie hit, you know, it's about being authentic. It's about being mindful. And even if mindfulness means, hey, it's not about, oh, I don't have any depression. Mindfulness means, hey, guys, I'm not really feeling that good. Hey, I'm experiencing this, this, and that. I need some help. Okay, so it's not about judging yourself adversely because you feel this way. It's about actually getting the help you need, because all of us have trials and tribulations we have to go through, and this might be yours. And if you're going to go through this, let's get you the solution that you deserve so that you can actually get some relief here, feel good about your life, and know that you're doing the best you can, because everybody's going through something. And if this is the thing you're going through, well, we're going to actually work on having some solution today so that you can overcome this, you can feel better, and you can also help other people. Stay tuned. Arnold's joining us by phone, Reggie and I in studio, and you got to stay tuned because we got solutions coming up. So live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burtis. We'll be back in two shakes.
There is nothing better than seeing that look in your partner's eyes. No, not that look, the other one. You know, when their eyes are filled with love for you. Unfortunately, modern life can be so demanding that you may be seeing that look less often than you would like. When you use the Connection app for couples, you'll be practicing the habits that make that look happen, so you can see it every day. To learn more about the Connection app for couples, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practicing the Connection habits may result in smiles, hugs, and spontaneous kisses. Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The Connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other Connection habits by downloading the Connection app for couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com. Warning, practice.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A man wearing a fake explosive vest stabbed several people in London, killing two in what police are treating as a terrorist attack, before being tackled by members of the public and then fatally shot by officers on the London Bridge. Police said the attacker was Usman Khan, a 28-year-old who was released on probation last year after serving 6 years for other terrorism offenses.
Metropolitan Police Chief Cressida Dick said two stabbing victims had died and three injured people are in serious condition in hospitals after the attack, which unfolded just yards from the site of a deadly 2017 van and knife rampage. Police said Khan was convicted in 2012 of terrorism offenses and released in December 2018 on license, which means he had to meet certain conditions or face recall to prison. He was wearing an electronic ankle bracelet. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Today we're talking about seasonal affective disorder, SAD, and how it impacts you, especially during the seasons of the fall and winter, and it gets better in spring and summer. And that's obvious because the seasons have changed. Many of us have not realized that that impacts our lives, and we're feeling depressed, slow, sluggish, difficulty concentrating. We're feeling guilty. We're feeling shame. We might even feel depressed so much that we might think about suicide. We're feeling hopeless, and we're feeling as though nothing we do can change anything. And many of us are not eating well or eating properly, and so this is directly affected by seasonal affective disorder. And you might not even know that you're dealing with it. You just might know that you feel different right now. Joining us by phone, Arnold Smith. Arnold is the creator and conceptioner and the guy that came up with the Connection app, which is so neat because it helps people connect. It helps married folks. It helps couples. It helps anybody connect and really get what you want out of a relationship. Arnold, great to have you live here on Live Your True Life Perspectives.
Hey, Ashley. Great to talk to you. Hi, Reggie.
Hi, Arnold.
How's it going? We're talking today about seasonal affective disorder, and I know that you and I talked on the phone briefly over Thanksgiving, and we talked about this, and you had a lot to say on it because I think it affects a lot of people more than they know. A lot of times it's misdiagnosed, or it's never diagnosed, and then a lot of us are self-sabotaging and trying to self-administer something that's actually making our situation worse.
Yeah, so true, and, you know, it really affects people depending on where you are in the world, too. I mean, up here in Canada where I am, on the shortest day of the year, we only get 8 hours of sunshine. And not only that, we actually live in a rainforest. And so when you're waking up in the dark and you have dark clouds all day long and then you get off work and it's dark again, it can really just feel like you're always in the dark, which isn't a great feeling. And so, you know, I just really notice I almost feel like I'm part plant, and then the sun will come out, and sometimes we won't see the sun for days, even weeks, depending on the run of weather. And so, you know, it can really, really have a negative impact, and it's not, you know, overpowering, and it's subtle, but that little subtle, impact that just creates a little negative feeling, well, if you're not careful, that can become a trigger that becomes a downward spiral. And I find that process really interesting, how people go from, you know, kind of being neutral to either feeling great or being neutral and really kind of, you know, spiraling down into a negative thought pattern or emotion.
Well, and I agree with you, Arnold. I mean, I feel like a lot of times, too, a lot of us don't realize what we're dealing with or how we're going through a situation, circumstance. And to be quite honest with you, a lot of times you don't know what you're dealing with. And I think that coupled with, you know, family toxicity and coupled with issues, you know, people going through all kinds of things, divorce, changes in their life, I think that this is something that kind of sneaks up on them.
It's so true. You know, like something will happen in our life that will trigger a response in us, and that'll be an automatic response. It's not something we think about. You know, we'll get the kind of our body will be flooded with the stress chemicals, and we'll get this feeling. And then we think, okay, the thing about that feeling is that it's actually designed for our brains not to ignore, because it's a signal that something's wrong. And so what happens then, as soon as we get that feeling, our brains immediately start to notice that and start to look in the environment for what's wrong. And inevitably what can happen is you can find something. So this time of year, it's like, well, it's dark out, or it's rainy, or, you know, I haven't seen the sun for a while. But if you keep that going, then your brain actually triggers another, you know, physiological response in your body, and it becomes this nasty cycle where you get this stress release in your body, your brain interprets something negative that's happening in your environment, and then you can start thinking about, oh, well, there's that situation at work that I'm not looking forward to, or, you know, maybe it's just, you know, interacting with people that day, or you can start to feel like, well, I'm tired. And then pretty soon you're in this ruminating where you just have these thoughts kind of running really subtly in the background about not really feeling good. And so, like you said, it's not something that we're really conscious of. It just kind of runs in the background and then kind of pulls you down into this mood. And before you know it, you're in this dark mood. And then you have an interaction with someone, and potentially that's a bad interaction. You go, see, my day's getting worse. You start driving in traffic. Well, it's easy to see how you can, you know, this one little moment where you wake up in the dark can kind of translate into an entire day lost where you're kind of feeling miserable. And I think that's the thing that we really want to address, is just this kind of subtle background noise that drags you into negativity.
And being mindful that, Reggie talked about that earlier, being mindful of when we are going there. But, you know, when we think about some of the options and some of the solutions, I think it's interesting. One of the things is, and I know that we talked about that too, is there's a light therapy box that people can get to have the access to the natural light when there is none. And I think that that can really help people. And I've had some clients that use that on a regular basis. I have clients right now that I see that, you know, use that in the morning when they wake up, and they use it for 15, 20 minutes, and it really helps to ground them for the day.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. You know, it's if we can put things in our environment that are positive triggers, that have us have positive feelings, then it can have the opposite effect, where we can feel like, oh, actually it's okay. We can feel our body relaxing. And so I think that ultimately you want to kind of try and take control of this so that, when you kind of get into that negative thought pattern, you know what to do about it. And one of the things is exactly that. So you have triggers in your environment. I'm right now looking at some pictures, of my family. I've got my two daughters and my wife there, and we did some family pictures, and there's pictures of my wedding, and our honeymoon. And like, I was just looking at those feelings as a spirit lifter. And so, you know, one of the really easy ways to have an impact on your mood is just really have pictures of the happy times that you've had in your life that you notice on a daily basis. I mean, it's just a simple minor trigger, but it can remind you of all the good things that you have in your life and change your focus. Another thing that can really help is just people. I mean, obviously, I'm a big fan of you know, helping create more positive social interactions, but there is probably nothing else that can have a positive impact when you interact with someone who gives you some love or some encouraging words. But you have to be careful, because sometimes your tendency in that moment is to just, you know, call someone up and just unload on them with all the negativity. And instead of them lifting you up, it actually might bring you both down. So you really want to focus on, you know, when you have that conversation, say to them, hey, you know, I'm just focused on all this negative stuff. Help me notice what's going right in my life. Tell me something good that's happening. And really kind of prime the conversation. Otherwise, what might happen is you just might end up spreading the negativity instead of having you both lifted up.
That's so true. And I, you know, I'm not always saying I don't always agree with medicine management. Okay. And so I'm not over here advocating antidepressants, but I am seeing that sometimes in this situation, it can be helpful, a mild antidepressant for somebody to be on for a short period of time. But I do encourage the same situation that's not a do it all. Okay, you don't just take that and it's a one and done. It's not like you just like go through the drive through and you speak into the clown's mouth and you get the freaking antidepressant and then you're all good. It doesn't work that way. And so you have to get right with that. But I think one of the things that we've all alluded to is about the coping skills, right? And working with somebody to talk about those negative thoughts. Because if those negative thoughts are clouding your judgment and they're in your mind, it's not going to change. Because even if you're surrounded by things that are positive, if we have that negative broken record running amok, that's causing us to live in that pain, even though we might not be experiencing it at the moment, but it's causing that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week marination in pain.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, that ruminating, the repetitively going over a thought or problem without completion is oftentimes this kind of ongoing source. You know, the interesting thing about these stress chemicals in our body is that they're actually, the impacts of them are gone in about 90 seconds to 2 minutes. They don't linger. What makes them linger is actually our thought processes that, you know, create, focus on this negative, you know, activities in our lives. And then it becomes this cycle. So when you're ruminating, when you notice yourself focusing on a negative thought, oftentimes we never get to that completion. You know, oh, sure, it's dark out, but at least I've got a loving family. Oh, sure, you know, the traffic is bad, but at least I'm healthy, or, you know, I'm not going to miss a meeting. You know, whatever it is, if you can find that completion for that negative thought and don't stay in that cycle, it really helps to stop that stress response in your body, and then you can start to find your way out. But I agree with you. I think that one of the great things about antidepressants is it just allows you to kind of quiet that part of your brain that allows you a moment to actually get out of it. Now, I'm not a proponent of, you know, a long-term drug use to promote mental health, but it does help to kind of give you that lift so that you can start learning the practices. Because if you're stuck, you're stuck. And anything to get you out of that is important. But, you know, it's those positive social interactions, that's that release of oxytocin and serotonin, which is what a lot of the antidepressants do in the first place. And so one of the very, very best ways to impact your positivity and happiness is actually to make someone else feel good. Because if someone does something for you and says something nice to you, you can completely block it out and not let it in. But the process of trying to do something nice for someone else, it makes you focus on something positive. You literally cannot do that. You cannot be nice to someone else and not feel good. And so one of the absolute best ways to impact your negativity is to actually, you know, try and lift someone else's spirits. And it's amazing how powerful that is, how instant it is. And when you make that a habit, man, it just has a profound impact, not only on you, but the people around you.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, a lot of the things, too, we kind of overthink it, right? I mean, I think that in life, we overthink a lot of stuff. You know, we make things very difficult. And I know many of us out there, the smarter you are, the more difficult you make something. Okay, and I get it. I get it. I'm part of that. But I try to work at being consistent on simplicity. You know, and so easy things like eating correctly, like figuring out your diet, getting outside when it's like, when there's like sun, and also exercising. Those three things. Exercise does a world of good for a lot of people. That's one of the things that I instinctively tell clients before they get on medication. Let's try exercise. Let's try eating properly. Let's try eating at the same time every day. And let's try exercising every other day. And let's see if you feel like you still have anxiety. Let's see if you still feel as depressed. And that's a definite key, I think, to unlocking the door to our own powerful self instead of being dependent on something that we hope will work. And I think that we can add certain things in our regime. But I think that when we have the power and we actually see our power, I think it's powerful for everybody concerned. And it also empowers us as the individual.
Absolutely. And I think exercise is so huge. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be a lot. I mean, start small. I mean, the science of habit formation is like, oh, I'm going to go a run for an hour or go to the gym for 30 minutes. You know, that is can be a massive ask for someone. But, you know, really, like, taking some time and exercising for a minute every day, you know, I'm just going to do, you know, 10 sit-ups or a push-up or a wall sit or whatever it is. You know, just 1 minute every day gets you into that little bit of that habit. And, of course, you want to do a little bit more if you can. But it's way more important to start a habit of exercise as opposed to trying to get yourself to exercise a lot. You may not get an immediate benefit, but when you do a few more minutes a day, you know, one of my practices is to do the 7-minute workout app. And it's a great little app, and it puts you through kind of a CrossFit exercise, a little boost for them. But it's a great way to just do a really quick hit every day. You don't need any gym. You don't need anything. It's a great way to do it. Anyway, I totally agree with exercise. And, you know, it could be little things. You know, even as something as small as, like, making your bed or, you know, flossing each day. These little victories allow for self-esteem. And so really finding ways to accomplish something in your day, if you haven't already got that, it's a really great way to also create positivity.
Definitely, the small things do work. You know, definitely breaking your bed. I make my bed every single morning when I get out of bed. You know, every single morning. I brush my teeth. I do those kind of things because, you know, I've been in the feeling of feeling depressed before in my past, and I understand there's certain things you want to do. You got to take a shower, get ready, do those consistent things, even if you don't want to make that part of your job to get up and do that. You know, before we go to break, because in the last segment, I want Reggie, myself, and Arnold to give our tips on how to really deal with this situation so we have a point of light. But in the last minute or so that we have here, I'd love to talk about the new self-care challenge that you have in the Connection app. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, Arnold?
Sure, yeah. It's something I'm really excited about. We actually partnered with an internationally renowned mental health expert named Dr. Jyoti Samra. And she literally wrote the mental health standards for the workplace in Canada as part of a committee. And it's on the committee for the international standards. So everybody knows about the health and safety standards in the workplace. Don't lift too much. You know, make sure the stuff isn't going to fall on you. Well, in Canada we have this practice where it's like, how about mental health as in the workplace? And it's not mandatory yet, but she wrote the standards for Canada. And so she's partnered with us to create a 21-day self-care challenge where you learn how to really take care of yourself. It's a free challenge. You can download it today. And when you do that, make sure on the homepage, check in with Ashley10. That's your code, Ashley's code, Ashley10. And that's going to give you 10 prize entries for the draw that we're doing tomorrow for a dream day, and also 10 prize entries for the vacation that we're giving away on January 1st. So it's a great time to do it, a great time before Christmas, to make sure that in this busy schedule, you're also taking care of yourself, too.
Oh, great, great information. We'll be back. When we return, we'll be talking about each one of us will provide a point of light to our thought process on seasonal affective disorder, things that you can do right now to remedy the situation, to feel better about yourself, and to move on with your life and feel productive and with purpose. So we have a lot here, so just stick with us because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we've been talking about seasonal affective disorder, SAD, how to know if you're experiencing it and what you can do about it. And right now, you know, at Reggie, you know, what is a point of light today on a way that someone can handle a seasonal affective disorder, something that you'd like to talk about?
Well, I'm going to suggest a lesson that I've learned since dealing with my renal failure. I didn't discover it as a point of light, but I now realize it is. And that is, everybody has someone in their recent past or past whose interaction provided some great positive energy at some point. And you possibly have never told that person how impactful having known them has been in your life, even if you haven't talked to them or seen them in 5 or 6 years or longer. Find out how to contact them. If preferable, do something old-fashioned, a phone call. Call this person and tell them how much that conversation or that gesture changed your perspective in life at that time, and how it has continued to provide value in your life. You will be shocked at what it will do for that other person and for you when you realize, hey, I know I feel guilty that I haven't kept in touch with this person, but I really need to tell them this. They need to know this, that it meant something to me.
That's so true. That is really profound. And I think for everybody out there, we all have somebody that's really connected and touched our lives. That's great, Reggie. And I think we can all use that. And also remember, they don't know.
Exactly.
They don't know that stuff. And that's something that we want other people to know when they help us. And we want to give them that pat on the back and also just show them how much we care. Arnold, lasting thoughts today on ways that people can help themselves dealing with this situation.
First of all, I just love that tip that Reggie just gave. I think that is so awesome. So a total 2 thumbs up for me on that one. One of the things for me is, you know, really finding something that makes me happy, like a thought. We are so good at practicing the negative thoughts and keeping them going. We need to also practice keeping the positive thoughts going. So for me, there are things that instantly make me happy. Like I think about my oldest daughter's smile or my 3-year-old's giggle. Or I think about my wife's generosity throughout our marriage, and those thoughts make me happy in that moment. And so one of the things you can do is practice, you know, extending that feeling. How long can you keep that feeling going? Because we're very practiced at keeping the negative feelings going, but we don't usually practice keeping the positive feelings going. So try and do it for 30 seconds. Try and do it for a minute and build that muscle, and that'll be a powerful skill that you can use for the rest of your life.
That's powerful. Arnold, that is so powerful. And real quick, on the Connection app, when they get in there, there's a free trial right there, too, that people can look at and really use. You know, one thing about the Connection app that really stands out from any other app like this.
Yeah, you know, it's really about teaching people those habits that are going to lead to life satisfaction and happiness. You know, there's a paid version that can help you implement those habits, but we're going to teach you for free. So there's a ton of fantastic information that you are just going to learn, and you learn best by doing. So we help you to do those things. And as you're learning those things, you earn prize entries, and which makes it fun. So just check it out, and it'll have a great impact.
I like fun, and I like winning stuff, so that's perfect combination. You know, last but not least, guys, I mean, this is my thoughts on it. One, you know, doing things. Every day, do something, even if it's small. Like Arnold was talking about, you know, just getting up, making the bed, brushing your teeth, getting ready, having consistency in your life and that kind of consistency. You know, like what Reggie was talking about, reaching out to people that are close to you, that have been there for you, reaching out and letting them know how much they matter to you. Okay, because other people are going through it, too. You might think you're the only one going through this. What if other people are going through it? They'd love to hear from you. But, you know, one of the biggest things I think is a combination of is that we got to slowly integrate a lifestyle that allows us to feel good. So if we're self-medicating, that's the first and foremost thing that we got to cut out of our life. Okay, because self-medicating with alcohol and drugs is not helping anybody, even though it might help for that 1 hour, that 5 hours. But that next morning when you get up and you feel bad and you feel guilty, it doesn't outweigh it. So we've got to get that part taken care of, or at least start pulling back from that and knowing why. The next thing is, because the negative broken record's never going to stop unless you let go of the things that you're actually self-sabotaging yourself with. Okay, so that's a big deal. Another thing, too, is exercise. I know a lot of people undermine exercise. They think it's, you know, oh, if it was that easy, then everybody would do it. Well, you know what? It is that easy, okay? And I know life is not supposed to be like a Rubik's Cube all the time. Some of it's not that hard, but we actually have to be consistent, okay? And that's one of the keys. And so if you can get out there and you can get to the gym, or you can run, or you can walk an hour a day, like every other day, you're going to feel better. And I'm telling you, I mean, just try it out for 2 weeks and then let me know, because I know that you're going to feel better. You might not feel 100%, but you're going to feel a lot better. I hope this show has helped you. Check out AshleyBurgess.com. Go to the website for more information and live your true life perspectives with Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
Are you an artist? Do you want to get more exposure? Are you empowered when you create, and even more empowered when you work helping others? There's a place you can get exposure for your work. Connect with art lovers. Sell your work and give back all in one place. Artforyourcause.com. Selling your art and getting exposure doesn't have to be difficult. You owe it to you and your work to get it out to the public, to inspire and touch the hearts of people who possess and acquire your work. Go to artforyourcause.com and start the journey today. Do you want to champion philanthropic projects like helping the rainforest and helping the homeless? Well, you can do that with your own artwork, and you can get exposure, and you can get recognition. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley and start your journey today.